where you also watched The Phil Donahue Show, landmark daytime television show that predated Oprah Winfrey, but some of the most interesting topics in the world, including one day when Phil Donahue had on as his guest the star of the TV show That Girl, cute as a button, Marlo Thomas. And these two were flirting like crazy on television. They have now been married for 40 years. As I had mentioned to you a few minutes ago, Phil Donahue wanted to come on the WGN TV News and talk about their brand new book. So we were happy to sit down with them.
Marlo Thomas is back. It's been a couple of years since she last visited with us. You are so thin.
Am I?
Uh-huh. Thinner than I think last time. You've never been fat.
No, no. I eat a lot of food to try to gain weight, actually.
You want me to move back? Oh, I'm in the way. Excuse me.
Yes?
Oh, I'm upstaging you. Don't you just love the smooth show? I'm sorry that we are out of time. You are really fascinating.
No, but you are wonderful. I said it when we were off the air, and I want to say you are loving and generous, and you like women, and it's a pleasure. And whoever is the woman in your life is very lucky.
Well, thank you very much.
That was 1977 here at WGN in the very studio that we are broadcasting from this morning, where Phil Donahue did his national talk show back then. His guest was Marlo Thomas. There was clearly some kind of chemistry going on between them. May 21st, 1980, they would get married. And now 40 years later, almost to the day, they have put out a new book, What Makes Marriage Last? 40 celebrated couples share with us the secrets to a happy life. It is an honor to have Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue joining us from their apartment in New York City. Guys, you look exactly the same. None of us have changed one bit.
We haven't changed at all. Yeah.
Well, my hair is red. It used to be black.
Well, I had hair back then, so, you know, I can relate to the problem. So can you just talk about that day a little bit right here in Studio 2 at WGN? Phil, you were flirting like crazy. You both were a little touchy and flirty.
Well, I was kind of a chipmunk then, and she was an impure thought. So if you're Catholic, you know what I'm saying.
I wondered if he flirted with all the girls on his show, because I hadn't really seen his show much because it wasn't in L.A. at the time. But we did definitely have a chemical reaction. And then he asked me out to dinner, and then we started going together. It was quite quickly, actually.
Yeah.
So I guess I realized that he didn't take out all the girls in his show.
I was reading the foreword of your book where you're talking about former WGN talk show host Bob Cromie, who did a show here called BookBeat, who kind of, you asked about her, and he told you about what she said about you. And the whole thing was very high school. Like, she likes you, he likes you, right?
It was completely high school.
And certainly below Bob Cromie's pay grade. But he was the Cupid, I guess.
He was.
He didn't want to be, but he was.
It was sweet of him, though, to come in your room and say she likes you, too.
Yeah,
he didn't have to do that.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, it was nice.
And really sort of underlines, you know, what the power of this amazing book is. It's such a sweet book of story after story after story for, you know, very famous couples who have been together for a very long time, as you have, talking about what makes their marriages
And a lot of it isn't so sweet. A lot of it is what they had to come through drug addiction and alcoholism. And Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon lost all 30 years of their savings to Bernie Madoff. Michael J. Fox had to face a lifelong disease with his wife, Tracy Pollard. So there's a lot of hard times and rough times. And that's why I think it's an important read, because it gives you hope that these people came through those fires by hanging on and through all kinds of ways. I mean, love certainly was one of the big ways, but also accommodation of the other person's situation. If you have a husband who's an alcoholic or a wife who's a drug addict, you know, getting through that, helping them through that as much as you can, but it's usually their doing and they have to do it themselves. A lot of them went to couples therapy. which is very trying. We haven't done that, but a lot of the couples in the book did, and it got them through it. And Bryan Cranston said that, you know, he said there's a stigma about going to counseling. He said, but if you have a warning sign in your car, you don't get out and pull up the hood and try to fix it. You take it to an expert. He said, if you got a warning sign in your marriage, you should do the same thing. Go to an expert. And I thought that was very sound advice.
I found some of the stories from Rosalind and former President Jimmy Carter and Michael J. Fox and Tracy Poland. Very moving and very inspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, stories that really have had some adversity going on and difficulties,
right,
but they made it through.
Right. You know what? You can't walk away from this experience, and it has been an experience, a chapter in my life. I'm sure the same is true with Marla. Without realizing that, you know, there's no such thing as a marriage with smooth sailing from beginning to end. There's all kinds of valleys and for many people, a real punch in the nose. Whether it's a child who's ill or infidelity was...
Yeah. Jesse Jackson strayed, as Phil likes to say it, strayed from his marriage and had a child with a woman outside of his marriage.
His wife calls him the Reverend. And she said, when people ask us how many children we have, she says, I say the Reverend has six, I have five. So, I mean, some people get past
She's a spitfire. She's a terrific woman.
Yeah, she
and
really
I'm sure
is.
She kept that marriage together. And she said, if a woman wants the marriage to continue, it'll continue.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very true.
Yeah, there's so many interesting stories in the book. Before we run out of time, I just want to talk a little bit about what you're both doing in your self-quarantine in New York City. We saw some video, Marlo, I think it was on your Instagram page, of giving Phil a haircut. We knew you had many talents. We didn't know that barber was also one of the.
He has the most perfect hair. You can't kill it. You really can't. He's God blessed him with a beautiful head of hair. So I just took my manicuring scissors and cut around the ears and stuff. But
I had a person say to me, I wouldn't go in there without a gun. And that set me off.
You look like a little five-year-old sitting in a barber chair, Phil. You look like you. But the other video that we saw that I loved was what we're all doing at home right now. We're, you know, cooking like crazy. And Marlo bringing some of her mother's Sicilian recipes to bear with some amazing spaghetti sauce that you were making.
Right. And Phil's a great chopper and a slicer.
Chop, chop, chop.
And I'm the sauteer. We've been having fun. Listen, this is a terrible time for hundreds of thousands of people in this country. And we're very blessed that we're well. We've been very strict about the quarantine. We've stayed inside. We go out. We live near Central Park, so we go out in the park every day or other day or so and walk around with our gloves and our mask and all, and stay far apart from people. So, and then we're also working out with our trainer by FaceTime. But we have been, you know, on our own and being very, very self-quarantined for about 8 weeks, and we've done a lot of cooking, and we've been having a good time of it. I'm sorry for all the people who are really challenged at this time with their illnesses and losing their jobs. It's not been a good time, but I think for families to stick together and couples to stick together, it's been an interesting exercise.
Yeah.
And can you get along with each other? And we have gotten along with each other.
Right. Well, after 40 years, almost to the day, you know, this would be the test, right?
Right.
The new book is out, and it's called What Makes a Marriage Last. It's always wonderful to talk with Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue. We wish you many, many, many more years. You look great, and it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Two absolutely lovely, lovely people. We're going to put that up on the web. If you came in on the middle of it, you want to check it out later on. Phil Donahue, Marlo Thomas talking with me exclusively on WGN TV. Happy to share that with you.